It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello, everyone. I am so happy to be here in this rainy day here in San Diego, although when we play this recording back, you'll probably be a sunny day where you are anyway. So today's show is called The Courage to Mind Shift on Demand. And I believe this show is going to be an important show in a lot of people's lives. You know, in fact, I believe we need a new explosion of consciousness, a new expansion of light and goodness on this planet where everyone participates. You know, sure, there are pockets of people loving each other deeply and being in service to one another. But, you know, there's a lot of greed, there's disease, there's hatred in the world today. So how do we shift all this? Well, it all starts with each one of us. If you decide you've had enough suffering and misery in the world, I say this, you have to shift yourself, your family, your community, and it all starts with you. So, there is a song by Hank Williams that goes like this. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I am so lonesome I could cry. In the song, Hank wrote, you know, he's longing for something. A woman, a wife, a lover. But that's really on the surface, isn't it? Because I believe we're all longing for something deeper, something more meaningful than the next relationship or car or job or house. For the wise ones who are listening right now, they know that we're looking for something that leads to permanent happiness, not temporary fixes. And we're all longing for that deeper connection within ourselves, with our creator, with our source, whether we're conscious of it or not. Why? Because we're all a work in progress. We all have challenges and problems that show up. Some of these challenges are so difficult to overcome that without a real sense of who you are at the core, there's really no way to overcome them. You know, do you ever think you have some, just think about for a minute. You know, all of us have challenges, but sometimes those challenges are chronic challenges, right? Some people have chronic challenges with money or with relationship or with health or with the way they eat or with their bodies, right? But, you know, those chronic challenges are there. All those challenges are there for a reason. And believe it or not, they're there to really bring out our brilliance, to bring us back home. You know, it's when we are able to really face our fears, face our minds, face our problems with the mindset that I will overcome, then things change. Now, a lot of us face those challenges with the mindset that, well, I'm going to run or I'm going to deny it or I'm going to blame somebody else or I'm just going to stay a victim of these circumstances. But is that really powerful? I don't think so. I really have seen over and over and over again in my coaches, my clients' lives, and in my own life, that when we set the intention to really be able to shift our thoughts, shift our thinking really quickly, we really can. You know, you ever wonder this? You ever wonder if the sometimes the world is kind of running out of magic or I don't think it is, but I think when we put our minds and we focus on the next news that's coming along, for instance, you know, I turn on the news now really kind of for a laugh because all they do is focus on what's wrong in the world. The one accident that took place in Montana that, you know, 10 people were killed, right? But they don't focus on the things that are really important in our world, the things that really matter to us. So I think we all kind of know this at the core. But, you know, what we want to do is we want to be able to turn off things that are negative and tune back into ourselves. You know, we need to turn off our minds a little bit and open our hearts. And if we do that, I submit that our world is going to be a better place to be, a better place to live in. You know, thinking of mind shift, back in 1999, I took my family with me to a Tony Robbins event, the time I was working with Tony. And he had an event called the, it was a Firewalk event. I don't remember the title of his event, but they were going to walk on fire, right? And the coals were about 2,000 degrees. Now my family all knew that they were coming to do this, but what they all thought is that they would just sit on the sidelines and watch other people walk over the fire. But what happened during that time with Tony is that he gave them some tools to use to shift their thinking into a way that empowered them to feel that they weren't necessarily a human being in a body. They were a spiritual being with the power to overcome even 2,000 degree colds. And I have to say, my mother, my sister, my wife, my brother, one of my daughters, her friend, all of us walked over those 2,000 degree colds. Nobody got burnt, but my sister a little bit. Not much though. She just got a little blister, and she was the one that took her mind off of the fact that she was a powerful spiritual being. And I'm not saying those are the words that Tony used. I'm saying that those are the words that we all felt when we walked across those colds. So what happened there? Well, we all shifted our minds, and we did it by doing two things. We shifted what we focused on, and we shifted our physiology, and we shifted our environment. So what I mean by that is we started focusing on what doesn't work, what was wrong, why we couldn't possibly do it, and we started focusing on what we could do. And then we changed our physiology. Instead, have you ever seen somebody that's fearful, what they look like? They're kind of shut down, their body's down, and maybe their eyes are down. And maybe they're even shaking, they're so afraid, right? But we shifted that into a place of empowerment, and then we shifted the environment we were in. So we shifted those three things, and as a result, we shifted our complete way that we thought of ourselves as going through this life. Now, what happened? Our family changed. Everything changed within us, within our structure, because we now looked at each other in a different way. We looked at each other as powerful, amazing beings. So this Christmas, this time of this holiday season, right? What if you could change your focus, change how you're moving your body? Maybe if you're feeling down or out, get out of the environment, walk outside, take a walk, do whatever you need to shift so that you feel empowered no matter what somebody says or doesn't say, no matter what somebody does or doesn't do. How would that be for you? I submit that your life would get better and better. And that's what we want in this show. We want you to get better and better. By the way, if you're new to this show, you're just tuning into the show, you can listen to us on voicesofcourage.us. You can listen to all the replays on voicesofcourage.us, or you can just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. And, you know, be sure to become a subscriber to the show, because what I'm doing every single week, this is experiential radio. We're helping you to have a different life experience. All right, coming up, my next guest on this show is Donna Blevins, and she has written a powerful book about how to shift your mind. We'll be talking about this with her point of view, and she's going to give you some tools to shift instantly your mindsets. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage, and now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes, 'cause I love you. Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today the show is called The Courage to Mind Shift on Demand. I want to say this. We have an incredible group of women here in San Diego. They're called Women's Wisdom. They meet once a month in the Rancho Santa Fe area of San Diego, and they are San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven, soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. I've attended the group several times, and I want to say this. It's filled with incredible leaders and people that are truly making a difference on this planet. So if you're a woman in the San Diego area, or if you'd like to find out more about them online, just visit them at www.womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Okay, show today, The Courage to Mind Shift on Demand. Yes, I have an amazing guest right now, and she is a person that, when I interviewed her, I knew it would be right for this show because she has the capability through experience to truly help people shift their minds almost instantly. Her name is Donna Blevins. She's a PhD, is a mind shift coach. She's a motivational speaker, an international professional poker player. And she is a high-profile, successful entrepreneur who could have lost everything in one life-shattering moment that she's going to tell you about. Instead, she found the keys to controlling her mind and body and proved what she's been teaching for years actually works. Donna, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. So happy to be here, Ken.
Wow. You know, I know your story, but my audience doesn't. So how did you get involved in shifting people's mindsets on demand?
I've been doing mind shifting work since I was a child, but I started helping people shift their mindset as far back as 40 years ago in sales. I was a sales manager, and I realized that it was the way people were thinking. And when I came across neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, in the 70s, I realized that it had to do with the words that we choose. And it's a powerful way because what we focus on, we create. And I have, my motto has become, the words we choose set ourselves up for either success or failure. And as my life progressed, I've worked with different types of people on mind shifting, but what I found out through the poker community, when I would say to the poker players, all you need to do is to shift your mindset, and they'd say, well, what the heck is that? And so they insisted that I craft it a way that they could do really, really quickly, because a lot of it had started out in meditative states, but you need to make that mind shift in a moment. You know, if you're in a crisis, you can't say, oh, excuse me, please, let me go meditate for half an hour and I'll come back and deal with this crisis right now.
Well, especially in a poker game. In fact, I had a friend of mine who was just in Vegas last week, and he said he was on a low-stakes poker platform game. And he said that, you know, at first he was sat there and he was just playing it safe, right? And then he figured out, he thought, why am I doing this? I need to play to win. As soon as he shed that mindset shift, he started winning, and he did quite well there, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it's making decisions. It's not necessarily that if you shift your mindset, you're always going to win. I mean, I'd like to say that that's the case. I mean, that would be something that I could say that's evidence-based. But it's not that we're always
going to
win.
Darn, it's not that simple. Okay.
I'm sorry. Now, if you're talking about the poker game, it has to do with what I suggest. It's my intention. Every time I go to sit down at a poker table, before I go, I say my intention is to make correct decisions with the information I have at hand, and to remain unattached to the outcome. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's just life, mm-hmm. because things are constantly changing. Mm-hmm. We get a set of information, we get things happen, and we analyze. And the biggest problem with taking risk is that we sometimes want to know it all, but we never, ever know it all.
Right.
Isn't that the truth? And when we wait for all the information, you know, opportunity doors are passed. They're shut. So it's important to learn to shift your mindset in the moment. And I've had a number of situations where I wanted proof that mind shifting would work. And when the book, Mind Shift on Demand, was ready to go to the final editor, at least I thought it was, Halloween of 2013, I got up from the computer. I'm looking at one of my screens because I have three screens hooked to my computer. I really want to be absorbed and involved in the writing process and the coaching, because I coach from that environment as well. And I'm looking at the screen, and there's a mind shift exercise up there, and it's like I'm talking like a brat. You know, I'm talking to the screen going, I want something that proves my mind shift exercises work. And I want proof now. And I stomped my foot, and it kick-started a clot, and the universe said, okay, you want proof? Here, have a stroke.
So you had a stroke.
I had a massive center left brain stroke, which is the area that controls your ability to speak.
Wow.
And in that flash, I was completely muted except for two words. I could only stumble out my name, Donna. And I could say crap.
So, I read your book. I read what the doctors were saying, basically that, you know, this is, if you do recover at all, it's going to take months and months, and, you know, it's going to be, it's bad. And what happened? How fast did you recover from this using your techniques?
What I did was I detached and I disconnected from owning that disease, and I chose to be an observer. And I had a blast. I was airlifted to the University of Florida Teaching Hospital, and I was able to speak in 3 days.
In 3 days? Because yep. a massive stroke like this, a lot of times this takes a person out, maybe even permanently. How did that happen for you? Why did that happen?
Why did the stroke happen, or why did I recover?
Why did the recovery happen?
The recovery happened because I simply chose to disconnect from it. I chose to look for other options. I chose to think a different way. In the process, I started looking for the words. I asked myself, where are my words? And I thought, and by the way, I was completely aware. I was mentally right on par. In fact, my sense of hearing was much better than it had been before. I think when one sense is taken away, others might be amplified. I mean, I could hear the doctors talking, and I could hear everything around me. And I said, where are my words? And what words would I need if I were going to go to a foreign country? And in my mind's eye, I wrote a list because I was unable to write. The right side of my face was affected. I was unable to write. I picked up a pen to write with my right hand. I'm right-handed. And it was these squiggles because we're cross-wired. So the right side of me was affected. My right foot was kind of draggy. And so in my mind's eye, I wrote a list of words I wanted. And then I said, where are my words? And I just got quiet. Mm-hmm. And I had a flash. It was like this room. I was in this huge room, long corridor type room, with four drawer filing cabinets on either side, and all the four drawers were open, all the cabinets were open, and on the floor there were huge piles of files. And I backed up back out of the room, and I looked over the top of the room, and it said word file room. And I thought, well, there's my words. And what's the first word I wanted? I wanted to find hello.
Wow.
So I went looking for the word and found that file. And what I found, psychologists and shrinks had told me later, because my husband said, you have to tell my shrink what you did. They said what I was doing was I was actually rewiring my neural pathways.
That's amazing. Well, listen, I got to go to break here. But when we come back, I want you to give my audience some examples of how they can shift their mindset on demand, especially during the season that's going on right now, right? Okay, so we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever it
takes. Well, welcome back. Today is an amazing day to shift your mind on demand, wouldn't you say? Well, that's what we're talking about today. But before we get back to my guest, I want to let you know that I've been working with a photographer and a branding expert here in San Diego, and she deals with clients around the world. She is a person that I would say is probably the top or the best in her field today. I have not seen anybody better than her. And the reason I came to her is the reason a lot of people go to her is because, you know, people are going to look you up online before they pick up the phone. And that's why the right image of yourself and your branding of your business is vital. And I knew that. That's why I went to her. Anyway, her name is Ann Landstrom, and the company is annphotography.com, annphotography.com. I want to recommend you give her a call. She promises to give you images that will bring out the best in you and your business. Again, annphotography.com. Also, I want to truly thank all of you that are listening out there and tuning in. I appreciate your feedback about the show. I love your likes and comments on our Facebook page. And you can also connect with us on Instagram and Twitter. So I hope you do. You can also subscribe on voicesofcourage.us, and we'll keep you informed of our upcoming guests. And there's also some exciting gifts that we send everybody from time to time. So you want to subscribe to us. I think it'll be empowering for you. All righty. Today, the show, The Courage to Mind Shift on Demand. And my guest is Donna Blevins. Donna is a PhD, and not only does she have a PhD degree, she has a PhD in results of helping people mind shift. So, Donna, we're going to talk about some examples of how Mind Shift on Demand can help our listeners. But before I do, can you give our listeners a website or a way that they can contact you or get your book?
Certainly. Go to the book site, which is mindshiftondemand.com. That's mindshiftondemand.com. It has an opportunity where you can actually opt in for a four-minute audio of my mind shift exercise, my signature mind shift exercise. Isn't that interesting? And it gives you a link to where you can purchase the book on Amazon and on Kindle.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. All right. Some examples. How to shift our mind on demand.
Okay. Do you want me to walk through the steps of a mind shift exercise?
That sounds great.
Okay. If you're having something that's really giving you stress and trauma, and anyone who's listening to this, who's not driving, can actually bring something to mind that's causing them stress, because we want to shift that. And what you want to do when you bring something to mind, you want to rate where you are, like you would with pain. 0 is no pain at all. 10 is take me to the ER. So you want to use that 10 pain scale. And once you bring it to mind and you rate it, the first step is you want to forgive yourself. Because self-forgiveness is the biggest part of shifting our mindset, because we are our own worst enemy when it comes to mind shifting, because we're so judgmental and we hold on to so much guilt. So that forgiveness is the first important step. Then what you want to do is you ask this thing, this entity, this situation to show itself in your mind's eye with your eyes closed into like a three-dimensional form. It might be a person, it might be a room, it might be a building, it might be a graphic figure. Just ask it to show itself and take form. The reason that is because once it takes form, it is no longer out there and all around you. It has boundaries. It becomes finite. And if you have difficulty locating an image, just give it a name and look at that word. And just by looking at that word in the mind's eye, you have the same effect. And as you're looking at it, become the observer and notice it and step back in your mind's eye one step. And as you do, you are disconnecting your energy from it and you are no longer fueling it. Just notice it. And when you step back, look at it and say, isn't that interesting? And in that moment, it starts to move away from you. It's getting smaller. And then once you sit there for a while and savor that, just a few moments, open your eyes and look up and to the right. Pivot your entire body to the right and ask, where would I rather be? Just, you're giving your subconscious a subliminal task, a question to answer. No need to answer it consciously.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back and ask yourself, where am I now? Where do I rate? And when we went through this in our pre-interview call, Can you share with your listeners what you were to begin with and what the number was when you finished?
Yeah, when I did it with you, this exact exercise, I think I was at 7, 8, something like that. And it went, maybe I was higher actually, and it went down to 0. So it did shift me very quickly. And I think that, you know, I've had a lot of practice doing these things, so I'm not sure it'll shift the audience that quick. But it just takes practice. That's my point. It just takes some practice, right, Donna?
That's exactly right, because consistency is the most important thing in learning it. And remember the small physical movements? It's important that you use physical movements as well in these very tiny mind-shifting exercises, mm-hmm. because the more you do physically, even though it doesn't have to be bold or fast, the more parts of your brain are activated and are involved, and that takes you away from the stress and trauma into an action state.
That's good. So let me ask you a question. Why did you write your book? Why did you write that?
I wrote the book because my poker coaching clients, and I've had clients from all different areas and executives and in sales and management, but the poker coaching clients were the ones that kept insisting that I write it down. They love these exercises. They use them all the time, not just in their poker game. They use them in all parts of their life, and they said, people need to have this book. So they kept nagging me and saying, okay, write it down.
Yeah, because, you know, I read the book, and, you know, in it, there's some bold statements, I think, that are great. You know, I mean, it says, learn the time-tested techniques to perform at the highest levels under pressure. Take control of your emotions instead of letting them control you. Replace negative self-talk with powerful confidence to attract success. Strengthen your body by strengthening your mind. That's great. I haven't got through the whole book, but from what I've read, it delivers on those promises. So,
well, thank you. It's 12 mind shift exercises, and they're simple. They're easy to do. And what I suggest is some people have a tendency to want to read everything through quickly. That's fine. If you want to go through and read it, that's good. But then I want you to go back and read the book one chapter at a time. Because of the fact that there are subliminal tasks, when I say subliminal tasks, things that you're downloading to your subconscious, because our mind is like an iceberg. Our conscious mind is like that 10% that you see above the water. Our subconscious mind is below, and that's what actually moves us. It has our values, our beliefs, our experiences, our memories, and we need to give that information. So when you download it, when you ask questions in a certain way, your subconscious goes about finding the answers. So it's the words that we choose, the way we choose them, the way we say them, that set us up for either success or failure. And it's moving to that point of constant mindfulness, of being aware and hearing the words you say. Because when you say a word that is self-defeating, I want you to know that I'm going to give you a gift right now. Two magic words. So when you say something that's counterproductive, it's like someone is being judgmental of you, then just tack these two words on the end of that sentence, say, until recently. Then you'll cancel whatever statement you said, which is negative to you, by adding the until recently to it.
I see. Okay. Well, I love that. Okay, so again, one more time, where can they get the book and information about you?
The site is mindshiftondemand.com. And if you go to Facebook, you go to facebook.com/biggirlpoker. And I'm called the Big Girl Poker because I'm 6'5" tall, just so you know.
I love that. Well, Donna, I really appreciate you being on the show. And I hope you come back some days and give our guests some more experience of what you do. So thank you so much for being here.
And I love your show. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks so much. We'll be back. You know, listen, I'm going to be talking about the healthy mind coming back. What are some skills that you can develop so that your mind gets focused, on fire, and you know how to handle emotions quickly and easily? We'll be talking about that and lots more when I get back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free conversation confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking about the courage to mind shift on demand, and I want to mention one more time the amazing group of women down here in San Diego, Women's Wisdom. It's San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. Again, it's womenswisdom.net. And again, I want to thank all my audience for tuning in. I appreciate your comments, your feedback on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all the areas that we're on. Thank you so much for all of that. All right, today we're all talking about the courage to shift your mind. And, you know, I've spent many years working on my own personal health and happiness, and I learned early on how my thoughts and my mind can affect every experience that I have. Therefore, I began researching and learning about the health of my mind and how I could use my mind to benefit my life and the overall happiness. I figured there are enough obstacles to deal with out there in the world, and I needed to learn how to use my mind in a way that stopped me from sabotaging myself. So one of the first things that I did early on this path is that when my kids were very young, when they would cry, all right, now I'm talking when they're infants, I would pick them up in my arms and I would take them and show them a picture or a plant or show them a toy or show them something, right? And inevitably, and I'd talk to them and I'd move their bodies around a little bit in my arms, right? So what was I doing? We talked in the first segment about shifting their focus, shifting their physiology, and therefore shifting their feeling, right? So, you know, I studied this subject for a long time, and I was like, this is very interesting how we can just change our focus and change how we move in ourselves, and all of a sudden we instantly can have a different thought or tune into different thinking. And I thought, well, what am I tuning into here? What shifts? What is the mind-body connection that shifts me from being this person that may be upset to a place where I feel empowered, I'm on fire, I can hardly wait to do the next thing? Now, I've learned this and mastered this over the years, so it's not like I'm speaking from reading a book. I'm giving you some information that comes from a lot of experience and over 22 years of coaching. And I want to say this, is that the mind is definitely the cause of your challenges, your bondage, and the mind is also the cause of your liberation. Liberating yourself from disempowering negative emotions. So how do we do this? Well, if you're in a state where, let's say somebody comes in and says something negative to you and you go, oh, what happens? Well, the first thing you might do is you might judge that individual, or you might judge yourself even worse. Okay, why is this person saying this to me? I must have done something wrong. Okay, so a lot of times we personalize negative information into our own bodies or into our own minds first, and then all of a sudden we start to experience a negative feeling. And, you know, a lot of us don't want to feel negative feelings. So what do? Well, we might get angry to put it back on them and blame them, okay? Or we might have a moment and we say, well, you know, maybe it's not about them. Maybe it's about me. So we're going to go within ourselves and start to think something negative, right? Well, how about if you threw out both of those? And, you know, there was a fellow I learned one question can shift our mind, right? One question can shift our mind. So the question this fellow taught me, his name is Gary Douglas. Gary taught me to ask, is this my thought, someone else's thought, or something else's thought, right? Is this mine, someone else's, or something else's? I thought, that's interesting. And I thought, man, that's an interesting point of view. Now, I use that a lot in my world because, as our last guest, Donna Blevins, said, she wanted to become the observer. And as soon as we can detach from thinking that we are these thoughts or we are these bodies and become more the observer of our life, we can now start to shift the way that we see things. So just practice this, try it for a day, right? When something upsetting comes your way, practice stepping back from it and just looking at it from an observing point of view, okay? Now, if you get wound up into an emotion, I always like to step back also and ask myself or my clients, what would a person have to believe to be this upset? Right? What would you have to believe? Well, I might have to believe that they're going to attack me. They're going to hurt me. I might have to believe that they're a jerk. They're somebody I don't want to be around. I have to believe something negative to stay in that state. But is that the state you want to stay in? Of course not. None of us want to stay in those states for long. By the way, the social scientists have done a lot of study around this. They found that within about 90 seconds, emotions move out of our body, or feelings move out of our body. Now, I designate a difference between feeling and emotion because feelings, I believe, do move out very quickly. But emotions tend to get stuck, right? When we get a very negative emotion, we tend to stick it in our bodies. They can stay stuck for a day, for a week, for a year, for a month, for 10 years. You don't want that. You want to let that go. So I've actually created a process around that. To let go of these negative emotions. And this, the end of the year is a perfect time to do this. The exercise is called Release, Renew, Evolve. Release, Renew, Evolve. And you can get it at either Release, Renew, Evolve or on my personal site, kendfoster.com. And the book itself on the kendfoster.com is free. You just go to my products area, and right at the top is that book. That book is written for people that want to really let go of negative emotions and live a life filled with peace no matter what's coming in their world. I studied a woman that was a monk for, 40 years, and she had a prayer that I really loved. Her name was Sister Gainamata, and her prayer was, God, don't change my circumstances, change me. Don't say change my circumstances, change me. And I thought, man, isn't that the truth, right? So it goes back to mastering your mind, becoming a master of your emotions, becoming a person that can, be in any situation. Now imagine if you can do that, how much more energy and power and pizzazz that you would have in your life. I submit a whole bunch because I know it works in my life and I've got tremendous amounts of energy because I don't stay stuck in emotions for more than 90 seconds. So for some of you, that may be your goal. You want to let go of, you might set the goal to get rid of your emotions in 90 seconds. And for others, you may want to just go to get the release book to release all those negative emotions by the end of the year. Okay, that's it on this segment. Listen, I'll be right back. We're going to be talking about, I got a new book coming out. I want to talk to you about it and help you to continue to think about how to master your mind, how to master your emotions, and master your life. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever it takes,
'cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do what so, the courage to change everything and have everything become possible for you. Isn't that enticing? The courage to change everything. Well, for some of you it is, but to other ones you're like, no, I don't want to change anything. I'm good where I'm in. Well, you know what I've learned is that living in the being comfortable while I'm in an uncomfortable situation is the key to having an extraordinary life. So think about that, right? How could you be comfortable taking yourself, becoming more courageous, and stepping into situations that are not necessarily that comfortable? Now, listen, I don't just talk this stuff. I live this stuff. So I had a dream when I was 16 years old to be a rock and roll star. I think I was 13 when I started. Rock and roll star and play music my whole life. But I got sidetracked along the way. But I still played music. I played guitar for up till about 10 years ago, and then I set it aside. Well, I've learned a lot over the years, and I've learned that anything that you want to do, you need to move forward with it, have courage, walk into it, walk into the unknown, take steps around it, and what'll happen is miracles, magic, and synchronicity start showing up in all areas of your life. That's my experience. So I thought about three months ago, I decided to get a guitar again, start playing again, only this time take some music lessons, take some guitar lessons, take some songwriting lessons, and be able to master this. And guess what? I'm well on my way now. Hey, am I great? No. I suck in a lot of ways. But I'm having a relationship with this instrument and with my voice that I've never had before. That's really what we're talking about when we're talking about shifting your mind and being able to take yourself into uncomfortable places that maybe you've not been before, but that will empower you if you do that. So I told you I wrote a book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. In fact, you just heard the commercial if you listen to the commercial on it. And this book came out of a need for individuals to stay in a positive place in their minds for not just a moment, not just a day, but for a lifetime, right? And I had been working with clients and helping them shift their minds for years. And I noticed this, that they would come in and work with me, they'd be all positive, set great goals, get ready to go do things. And then they come back a week later and say, well, you know, about 2 days later, you know, things happened and I got negative. I got angry. I got upset. I couldn't function. I couldn't do what I wanted to do. And then other things came in my life and I had to take care of them. And I was like, you know, I do this thing called no excuse coaching. So you're giving me a bunch of excuses why you didn't include these things. I said, yeah, but I just had, you know, I couldn't overcome this. Things that came in my life. And I thought, okay, I need to be able to give them something that can drip on them every single day so that they're focused on some positive thoughts. Because listen, thoughts can change our life instantly. They can change your brain instantly. Just one thought can change your brain. So I put some quotes in this book. I put a little bit of wisdom that I've learned over the years from studying hundreds of books and living this in my own experience and being the coach for 22 years, right? So I put a little wisdom in there, and then I put some questions in this book on a daily basis to ask your mind, to help your mind stay focused on where it's going, all right? So I want to read you day 180. And day 180 starts this way. It starts with a quote. Anyone can get upset or outraged when things don't go their way. It takes great courage to remain dispassionate and calm during storms and trials. Then the body says this in the body of the book, this message. Success isn't achieved by only hearing good news. You must be able to hear and receive the negative news without retreating. You must learn to listen to problems with a dispassionate mind. If you are oversensitive to bad news, or if you get emotional when things don't go the way you hoped, you may well be limiting your success. In fact, most likely, you are making decisions when you are upset. They won't be good decisions. However, when you can honestly look at what has gone awry without judging it as right, wrong, good, or bad, just see the root cause and learn, you can consistently improve and your whole life will become a thing of magic. So, how does that sit with you? Hopefully you're saying that sits well, because there's some truth in that, isn't there? Well, here are the questions I ask in this day. What are the three most important challenges I am facing that need to be solved now? What is the easiest and most fun way I can solve these challenges? Who asked that? What's the funnest way I can solve my challenges? Start asking that question. I think you'll be amazed at what happens. And the third question in this day is, as I solve these challenges, what mindset will I choose? In the actions, come up with five solutions to your greatest challenges. Five solutions to your greatest challenges. It's a matter of you did that every single day. Well, how would that be for you? What if you really just every single day at the end of the day just asked, hey, what's worked for me well today? What hasn't worked for me today? And what can I do tomorrow to improve it? What if you did that every single day for 365 days? Well, that's what this book is all about. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. And every single day, I drip on you. And the good news is when the book comes out, we'll also have an app that comes out with it. So you'll be able to either program the app to drip on you every day, or you can read the book every day. Either way, doesn't matter. But what'll happen is if you commit to every single day doing just a little bit to change your life in a positive direction, you're going to find that at the end of a year, you've made 365 changes, and those changes are going to have a profound effect on whatever area you're looking at. So in 1 year, I worked on anger. I seemed to get upset when somebody said something negative to me. I thought, man, all right, I am not going to live with this my whole life. My parents had anger issues, both my mom and my dad, my brothers, my sisters. I came from this family that reacted. Some people react and they get quiet or they get depressed. My family got upset and angry. And, the more they didn't get hurt, the louder it got. The more they didn't feel like you were listening to them or going to do it their way, the louder it got, right? So I thought, you know what? I don't want to bring that energy into my grandkids and into my family. So I set the intention, okay? What am I going to do? I'm going to get rid of this. So I set up some goals. I'm going to get rid of this by the end of the year. I started getting information. I read a book called Anger by Thich Nhat Hanh. It was a really great book. Every day I'd ask myself, how was my day? Was I predominantly calm and peaceful? Or did I have upsets? When I had those upsets, I'd replay in my mind. Well, what would a person have to believe to be upset this way? And I would say, well, is that true? No, it's not true. And a lot of times those beliefs were not true. I'd say, what's a better belief that I can have? I did this over and over and over again. Was I committed to getting rid of this in my life? Absolutely. Did it work? Absolutely. Am I 100% perfect? Absolutely not. But am I probably 99.9% better? Absolutely. You can be too. Listen, I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. This show is a show for you, and I hope you'll let others know about it. We're always interested in what you have to say. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or send us your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find the recording of this show and all of our replays on Voices of courage.us. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and
thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.